super sick.
He don't feel sick.
Guys, I think Toby's broke.
But how? We got him yesterday.
Oh, brother! Top baby toys break! Not like my new cool team, Cynthia! See? Well, isn't she smart?
Not really, Angelica. She don't even know it's today.
Hey, hands off, sticky finger. I'm just looking. Look what you babies did. You broke Cool Teen Cynthia.
We didn't break it, Angelica. You did.
Did not. It was your fault, because... always is, just like the way your dumb turtle broke. And I hope it's broke forever.
What's the matter, kids? Piece of cake. I'll take Toby to my shop and have him fixed up in no time, okay? Angelica, what's wrong?
Those diaper heads. Broke my cool team, Cynthia.
Seems to be a toy breaking day. Well, don't worry, Angelica. I'll fix Cynthia too.
Thanks, Uncle Stu.
This is so yesterday.
That girl, she's exactly like Cool Team Cynthia.
Nice to meet you. Well, this is Java Lava.
Angelica, meet Cindy. She's in the high school's work-study program. She's going to work here.
Doesn't she look just like Cool Teen Cynthia?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Where is Cool Teen Cynthia anyways? Oh, she's right over there. That is Cool Teen Cynthia. She's come alive.
I didn't know toys could come alive.
I wonder what toy will come alive next.
Guys, what if they're not so friendly when they get live? How about the Dice Buddy? Could he come alive firstest?
Well, if they do, can my block be second?
Another sugar? A, I only have, like, two hands, and B, it's so bad for your teeth.
I'll just give her one of my little pep talks. Cindy, if it's not too much trouble, could you try to be, well, you know, nice to the customers? Well, nothing too drastic, but maybe you could, I don't know, let's see, smile?
Okay, I'm, like, way jazzed to be working here and everything, Mr. Fenster, and you guys are totally cool and all, but FYI, these are my don'ts. Don't wipe counters, don't wash dishes, and definitely don't smile. It's so not cool.
I know just what you mean, Cindy. Smiling is so yesterday.
Seriously?
Angelica! Jonathan's here to take you to preschool.
I'm afraid Cindy will scare away all of our customers and we'll have bad word of mouth and then no business. And next thing you know, I'll go broke.
Oh, no. Did you hear that? My daddy's going to get broke then.
Like what happened to Toby?
Chaz, your troubles will be over as soon as you bring Big Cindy down to size.
See, this all started because Cynthia got in big.
That's it. All we got to do is get Cynthia small again. Then she'll be too teeny to work.
And our daddy won't be broke.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, now this vocal circuit connects right here. Everyone's a critic.
Excuse me! my mocha toca yokio.
Still drying.
Cindy, I kind of noticed that you, well, you don't really like to do much work around here.
Still drying. You know, my last boss said I was, like, full of fun and full of ideas. I'm, like, full of fun ideas.
I see. She's, like, full of hot air.
Cindy's full of hot air?
Like a beach ball?
That's it. We'll pull out her blow-up thingy, and all her air will come out, and she'll get small again.
But where is her blow-up thingy?
It's in her belly button. Now, all we got to do is pull it.
Oh, no. I think my dad is starting to get broken. We got to hurry, Tommy.
Okay, guys. We got the daddy to save.
Why don't we go to the office and consult the employee relations handbook?
So, like, Ashley looks really good in the pants, but Zoe looks really bad in the skirt. And, like, Sydney looks okay in the skirt. Oh, you and I both look great in the pants. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, tell me about it.
When dealing with employees, just use the three Fs. Firm, fair, and fearless.
I think they forgot the one you need. Fired!
We better call the high school.
Oh, tell me about it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm on hold. Bad music.
Now how are we gonna make her small?
I got it. Remember when we sat on those balloonies at Chucky's birthday and they popped it and got all tiny?
Oh, she's one tough balloony.
Looks like we're gonna have to think up another way to shrink her.
One time, my daddy put my jammies in the washing machine, and they came out all small.
Sorry about your jammies, Chucky, but we got bigger problems right now.
No, Phil. Chucky means if we put Cynthia in a washing machine, maybe she'll get shrinked.
But we don't got no washing machine.
Maybe all you need is the stuff that's in the washing machine.
Like soap and water.
Which one we got?
Looks like we got water. Okay, Kimmy, go.
Now what?
What happened in here?
It was those babies!
Now that's the last straw. Blaming this mess on the pups.
Cindy, I'm afraid our time together, while brief but meaningful, is... Cindy, you're...
I quit!
I just had to put my foot down.
Whoa! What happened here?
Cindy.
Anyway, check out my surprise for Angelica when she gets back from preschool.
Look!
She did it! She's small again!
Hey, where's Cindy?
I'm afraid Cindy had to leave.
But look who's back instead.
Cynthia!
Hey, kids. I got a surprise for you.
I think boobies are teenagers now.
How do they grow up But he still looks like Toby.
And I bet he still plays like Toby, too.
Oh, I'm gonna miss Cindy. Oh, well, at least there's still one cool teenager.
Soon he'll be a trained doggy. Promise to Pop I'd teach Spiffy just like I did Spike. He'd snap if he has half the brains his father has. Now, Spiffy, sit. Must take after his mother.
So, what do you guys want to do?
Well, we could watch the birds, or pick dandelions, or talk to an ice bug.
Water? Dirt? Sounds like mud pies to me.
Yeah, mud pies. We can play mud pie factory. Lil and Kimmy can get the dirt. Chucky can add the water. I'll stir it. And Phil can do the padding.
Hey, why does Phil get to be the padder?
Cause he's the bestest, Lil.
Yep, either got it or you don't.
You babies, I'm gonna play with the cool kids.
Shouldn't you wear a jacket?
They're not cool, cold, cool. They're cool, cool, cool. They're four.
Oh, that must mean you're, warm, Angelica, because you're only three.
I may look three, but inside I'm all four.
Can I play too?
Ever catch a globby before?
Are you kidding?
I know globbies like the back of my head. I can catch them with my ears closed.
What are you, three?
Oh, come on, the wind was in my eyes.
Oh, look. He's so cute. I wish we had a real baby to play with.
I got a real baby, a whole bunch of them. I got babies coming out the kazoo.
For the last time now, sit. Speak. Lay down. Like this. Not you, Dill.
Oh, mud. Still my favorite after all this year.
So, see one you like?
Head two round.
Funny hairdo.
She's too untied. Feet too pointed in. He's cute.
Who?
Yeah?
I mean, good choice. He's my most popular baby. Here, take him.
Hey!
This'll just take a minute. Get over here, Deville!
What I mean is, 4-year-olds picked you out of all the babies.
babies in the whole wild world, they think you're the best.
Well, tell them they got nice hair. I got mud pies waiting.
All right, game's over. Let's go.
Oh, why should I?
Because I said so.
That's not going to work this time, Angelica. He don't want to go. Besides, we need him for the factory. He's our best padder.
Yeah, and it's your padder.
The best padder.
The babies say they need him for their dumb baby game. Unless, maybe, they could play with your globby instead.
Sure. We'd rather have a baby than a globby any day.
Okay, here's an offer you can't reuse. I give you this really fun globby to play with, and you give me boring old Phil. Trust me, you're getting the better end of the deal.
Sorry, Angelica. We want to keep Phil.
What if I promise to be nice to you forever?
Okay, I'll do it. For babies everywhere! Wherever there's a
It's just not fair.
I know, but he's doing it for all of us.
No, I mean, I can't believe they picked it here instead of me. What's he got that I don't got?
A muddy bug in his diaper?
Nope, not that.
Guess this means we can't play Mud Pie Factory.
We're just gonna play without him. Globby's the padder.
That's it, boy. Now sit.
Okay, time to play Feed the Baby.
Well, what's it supposed to be?
Cream spinach.
Goodbye.
Let's just pretend.
Yeah, well, even pretend spinach gives me the chilies. I'm going back to the Mud Pie Factory.
What? And give up me being nice to you and the other babies forever?
Oh, yeah. Well, how do I know you really mean it anyways?
How about I prove it by being extra nice to you starting right now?
How?
By, I'll give you this super fat, disgusting worm.
A little small, kind of clean, but not bad.
Ugh, okay. I'll find you a roly-poly, too.
You're good.
All I got now is baby biscuits. All right, Spiffy, this time you're not getting one till you sit up. Uh-oh. Good boy.
Good boy. You made all gone.
He's so cute. Yeah, whatever. So, that was pretty cool. Guess that means I'm pretty cool too, huh?
Kinda.
Good going, Phil. A little more playing, dumb baby, and I'll be in with the big kids for good.
Okay. Now let's play Take the Baby to the Doctor.
Gee, Angelica. I don't know. I think I'm still kind of hungry. That pretend food just didn't fill me
up. I got you a worm and a bug, Piggy Pants. What more could you want?
Well, how about one of your cookies?
Cookies? No way. I'm the one who takes cookies from you babies, not the other way around. Forget it.
Is your baby going to play or not?
Okay. Here, eat it.
He's not much of a padder, is he?
He's the worst padder I ever seen.
Face it, guys. There's only one real great padder.
I miss Miller!
Me too.
Good old Phil. I sure wish we had him back.
Yeah, but that would mean Angelica won't be nice to us forever.
And she'll keep stealing our cookies.
And breaking our toys.
And calling us names.
It scared us on purpose.
But it's still better to have Phil back. All right, guys?
Yeah.
Then let's go get him.
Time to give him his rooster shot.
Hey, what kind of baby doesn't cry when you give him a shot?
A baby that likes Reptar bars.
You happy?
Oh, no! We got to save him!
Okay, guys, let's go!
Ow! Hey, guys, what are you doing here?
Yeah, go back to where you belong.
No, Angelica! We want Phil back!
Well, you can't have him back. Besides, don't you want me nice to you forever?
Angelica, we decided we don't care. We want Phil back no matter what. Come on, Phil, we're taking you home. Or over there.
Guys, I'm kind of having fun over here.
What?
I got Angelica doing all kinds of stuff for me. She got me a worm and a roly-poly, cookies, even a Reptar bar.
Wow, he does got you good.
And the best part is, if I stay, she'll be nice to you guys, too. Forever. For babies everywhere.
Come on, Philly. Time to dress up baby.
I'm out of here.
Now you know. You go, and I won't be nice to your dumb baby friends.
That's okay. We're going to play Mud Pie Factory. See ya.
Wait, wait! We can play Mud Pies here! That is so 3 years old.
Lay down. Roll over. Speak. Good boy!
Well, that's what I call a mud pie.
We couldn't have done that without you.
Oh, everything's back to Norman.
I'm never gonna be nice to you stupid babies again!
For babies everywhere!